T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Let's get to our guest here, Frank Cusimano, KSDK sports director up in the swamp this morning. He's already been to the White House. Frank, how are you?
Good to be with you, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for giving me a minute, buddy. It's good to hear your voice. So who knew when the Blues scheduled their Stanley Cup visit to the White House that the Cardinals would conveniently be in town, huh?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We can thank the Los Angeles Dodgers for blowing that series and for Clayton Kershaw giving up those home runs for this all to come to fruition. You know, the Blues played a game in New York yesterday afternoon, and then they got on a plane. And, Mark, when I was leaving the press box and heading to the Cardinal Clubhouse in section 113, I looked and I saw all those Blues players. You know, they're having Cracker Jacks, popcorn, a couple of cold beers. They had caps on. Nobody knew who they were. And then this afternoon, the leader of the free world is going to recognize their greatness. It's an amazing turnaround. It really is.
It really is. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the players yet?
I have not. Well, you know, I talked to a few before they left on this trip about this, and they were all excited about it. But we'll get their reaction, you know, right after they leave the Rose Garden today at 3:00.
That is fantastic. And Frank, I got to ask you about the Cardinals. I mean, I just have so frustrating to watch their inability to hit. But you got to give some credit to the Nats pitchers, huh?
Well, Mark, it's a perfect storm. You have, you know, arguably, you know, the best starting staff in baseball in a groove, facing the Cardinals, and in two of the first three games, they had to deal with shadows, and you're also facing a Cardinal team that's just in a terrible funk.
Yes.
I mean, the Cardinals do not have a hit from a left-handed batter in this series.
Wow.
That's mind-boggling. Yeah. And this start of two runs in three games, no one's ever been that futile in the history of the National League in the postseason. So, you know, in this political town we live in, Mike Schilt went out of his way to say last night, this is not a concession speech, but I've covered a lot of teams, and the Nats just have that mojo about them. You know, the Cardinals have won 4 straight games 8 times this season. I don't think they can do it a 9th here.
It's going to be tough. They're fighting an uphill battle, that's for sure. Well, awesome. Frank Cusimano, so good to get you on the air this morning, buddy. Thanks for your time.
All right, Mark. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Have fun up there. We appreciate that. Good to get Frank up there. I saw him on Facebook this morning with his photographer, Rick Meyer. They're up there together. And I saw him at the White House press briefing room. And I'm like, hey, well, let's reach out to Frank. And since he's up there anyway, maybe he'll call in. And he agreed to do it. So he's getting ready to head back over there this morning. That's exciting. Good for them. Good for the Blues, too. Mm-hmm. No controversy here. Now, we're not going to the White House. They're going to go get their due. I mean, this thing happens. How long's it been? We've been waiting a long time.
Oh, boy.
This old Stanley Cup symbol on my shirt here.
Have we?
I wore my Blues jersey this morning.
No, we haven't been waiting that long.
Yeah, and I have jumped on the bandwagon, so I can say we now, right? It's all right. That's good.
Fancy jersey. That looks good.
Thank you.
That looks really good.
I like it. I look good. I look really good.
Everybody, come see how good I look.
Hey, come see how good I look.
See how good I look.
All right, coming up, we've got Congressman John Shimkus is going to join us to talk about his thoughts on what's going on in Syria.